CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
I wish when breakfast is ready, you would come to the table.
Well, I wish when breakfast is ready, you wouldn't be so cross. Now, come on, smile, will you? It's the start of a new day.
Yeah, it's the start of another day of waiting for the repairman.
What? You mean he hasn't shown up to repair that old washing machine yet?
No. Good thing we bought a new one, or none of us would have any clean clothes. I called him Monday. Monday to come and repair the old one. And he said he'd get out here as soon as he could. Well, I have waited around all week. I tell you, you put in these calls, you sit around, you wait day, and here's your orange juice. Your egg will be done in a minute.
Well, wait day after day. I'll tell you something. It's nice to do things for people, but when my mother asked us to give our old washing machine to this family that she knows, we just should have said no, that's all. Just no.
Yes, well, how could we? They need it so badly, and they're so hard up.
Oh, I know all that. But the fact remains that now we find ourselves in the position of figuring out how to get it to them, 200 miles away.
I know all that.
Say nothing of also having it repaired before we send it to them.
Oh, darn, please. Now, don't go on about that again.
Look, we got...
They couldn't afford to get it repaired.
We got a new washing machine, so we wouldn't have these constant repair bills on the old one. Now we got the bill anyway.
No, we haven't got the bill yet. We haven't even got it repaired.
We'll get it.
I've waited all week. That's what I've been telling you. I've been waiting all week for the man to come and repair it. Anyhow, we said we'd do it, so now we have to go through with it. We told your mother we would. Now, that really isn't what I was complaining about. I was just thinking of how much of my life I spent waiting for repairmen.
Well, we live in a mechanical age. We have to expect these things.
And I'm not sure life wasn't easier and simpler before all these things were invented. If I'm not home waiting for a repairman, then I'm driving all over town, picking up things that have been repaired, like the toaster, or the iron, or the coffee pot. And I seem to have a running correspondence with endless manufacturers for things that have to be sent back to the factory, wrapped, taken to the post office, they go.
Well, darling, look at it this way. You wouldn't want to spend all day at the spinning wheel now, would you?
Well, at this point, I'm not sure. Maybe I would. Well, I'll call the repairman again and wait for him today.
Repairman! Miss Piper! Repairman!
Oh, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. Well, I have waited for you all week, Mr. Mooney.
Well, I have to apologize, Miss Piper. I do. But I just couldn't get here any sooner. What's wrong now?
My washing machine.
Oh, you decided not to get a new one after all, huh?
No. We got a new one.
Oh, okay.
But my husband's mother asked us if we would give our old one to a family she knows that's rather hard up.
Oh.
So, we figured if they're hard up, they probably couldn't afford to have it repaired.
Yeah.
So, we're repairing it for them.
that's what I call real nice of you.
Yes, well, yes. Maybe yes. So, but... One's generous motives have a way of backfiring. It turns out that these people live in a small town, Mazeppa.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know where it is. About 200 miles away, and I've been going crazy trying to figure out how to get it to them, you know, without it costing a small fortune.
Yeah, I can see. That is a problem. Well, of course, you could put it right in your station wagon. It'll go in all right. I've moved them that way before.
Well, we don't have a station wagon.
Oh.
But a friend offered to lend us hers, but my husband has a bad back. And, you know, he had a lot of back trouble this spring, if you remember. And he said no, he wasn't going to lift any washing machine.
But no, he shouldn't. Not if he's got a bad back.
Oh, yeah.
No, these washing machines weigh over 300 pounds.
That's
easy.
What he said.
And anyhow, it's not good for anybody to be lifting anything that heavy around. If he's not used to it, you see, he could hurt himself pretty easy.
I know, that's what my husband said. He didn't want to be responsible, you know. If he asked any of his friends, for example, to help bring anything, you know,
no,
they dropped it
no,
on
no,
no,
he,
anything,
he,
you know?
He's right about that. Well, Now, Miss Piper, I think I know a fella I could get to do it for you. If you could get hold of a truck somewhere.
Oh, do you? Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, would you?
Well,
I mean,
of course.
Would you mind or anything?
Of course, of course. But you might have to give him a little something.
Oh, sure. Naturally, yeah.
Well, look here.
I'll do something for nothing.
I'll repair the washer, and then I'll get back in the office, and I'll give this fellow a call. And then I'll call you back.
Oh,
and let
Mr.
you know.
Mooney, really, this is wonderful of you. I just can't thank you enough.
Don't thank me, Miss Piper, until I see if I can get the fellow.
Oh,
and
well.
Then, as I say, you know, he's got to find the truck.
Sure.
Well, we'll see.
Yes.
We'll
see.
Hello? Hello, Mrs. Piper. This is Joe Mooney. Yeah. Well, I said I'd call you back if I could get that fellow to drive the truck with that washer for you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got him all right. But he had to call this guy he knows, see if he could borrow his truck. Yeah. Yeah, now, this guy said it was okay about the truck, but the only day he can have it is Sunday, you see. Well, no, but that's no good for this friend of mine, because he's got a part-time job on Sunday. So then I got a truck for you, but I ain't got no guy to drive it. Then I called this other fellow I know, and he says okay. So I call back about the truck, and, the guy that owns the truck says he didn't know it was going 200 miles to Mazeppa. That's across the state line. He says he don't carry no insurance on his truck for going across the state line, so now I got a guy, but no truck. Yeah. Yeah, of course, I'll keep trying, and if I get another truck, I'll call you back.
Honey, for Pete's sake, take a couple of aspirin and lie down.
I have taken enough aspirin to choke a horse, and what good does that do? It doesn't solve the problem. So, then he calls back. Now, this was about...
You told me he called back.
Not the third time. I didn't tell you about the third time he called back.
Third time?
Well, I think it was the third time. First, just let's review it. First, he got the man, but no truck. Then he's got a truck, but no man. Then he calls back the third time. Now he's got a truck and a man to drive it. But the man says he can't do it alone. He's got to find a friend who'll go with him to help lift the washing machine. So, he calls back, Mr. Mooney calls back a fourth time, maybe it's a fifth time, I don't know. Anyhow, he calls back.
I must say, it's very nice of that repairman to go to all this trouble.
Nice? Yes, he's being nice. The man with the truck was nice, and his friend was nice, and we're being nice. Everybody's being nice, but we don't get anywhere.
Now, look, let's get our suits on and go for a dip in the lake. Come on, Betsy's outdoors with Bobby, and she asked me when I came home if we could all go swimming. Now, look, maybe you'd cool off a bit. More ways than one.
I can't discuss swimming now. Let's get this thing straight. As things stand now, the friend of Mr. Mooney, the repairman, got a friend who couldn't go, but he has a friend who will go along on the truck, but he can only go on Saturday. And the truck isn't available on Saturday. Anyhow, by this time, it really isn't a truck anyhow. It's a small delivery van. And it's not supposed to be used for anything but company business. So we're right back where we started.
Wait a minute. How much was all this going to cost, anyhow?
Cost?
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't gotten to the money part yet. I don't know. I'm just trying to get the truck.
That's fine. Look, you don't care. Whoever they are, they're not going to do it for nothing, you know.
I know. Mr. Mooney said we'd have to give them a little something, you know.
Give them a little something is right. Look, by the time we paid them off, we might just...
Oh. I didn't tell you this.
What?
When we had the men, but not the truck. Mr. Mooney suggested that I call one of these hire-a-truck places. I mean, we were just getting sort of desperate, you know. Mr. Mooney and I were just on the phone all day. So I did, and they wanted $10 or something, which I thought sounded fine. You know, that's not bad, $10. But then it seemed it's also 9 cents a mile. So 200 miles up there, that's $18.
You mean $36?
$36, how do you get that?
400 miles is 9 cents a mile.
What do you get 400? It's 200 miles to Mazeppa.
Weren't they going to come back? I mean, 200 up, 200 back.
Yes, coming back, yes. Well, I guess I was going to leave them up there. I don't know. I didn't think about them coming back.
They wouldn't like
well,
that.
As you say, that's $36. I thought 18 was too much. Because on top of that, we still have to pay the two nice men for just going.
Yes,
you know.
Dear, that is right. Now, how much were the repairs on that old washer?
What?
How much were the repairs on the old washer?
Well, I don't want to talk about that right now.
I want to talk about it. How much?
Mr. Mooney said he ought to charge more, but since we were giving it away to a family that needed, why, he said he would give us a bargain on it.
Uh-huh. How much?
$42.
$42?
Well, if you... Dear, you recall that's why we bought a new one rather than paying.
What, Samuel? What's wrong with
it? I don't know. Nothing...
$42?
Nothing simple. You can be sure of that.
What?
Our things always have motors that are shot or fans that go backwards for no reason or the threading or the packing is gone and the nuts and bolts have just evaporated. The thing is falling.
$42?
Well... I can't have it, that's what he said. And
come on, let's go swimming, come on.
Well, look, what are we going to do?
$42.
Now that we've paid out money to have our old washer repaired, we've got to get it to these people somehow. And without costing us anything.
Let's go swimming and think about it after dinner. Darling, look, it is 10 o'clock. If we're not going to do anything but spend the evening discussing our old washing machine, let's go to bed and get some sleep. I mean, we've hashed this over now until
well, you're not very helpful.
Darling, I made an excellent suggestion. Let's sell our old washer right here. What we get for it, plus whatever else it takes to buy a new washing machine, we will put together, write out a check for this family, and they can buy a washing machine right where they live.
No.
What do you mean, no? We've already put $42.
All right, get over that now.
$42 and having that washer repaired. By the time we get the thing to them, however we do it, they can buy a new washer for what it'll cost us just to get
it. I'm not going to send them a check.
Why?
It's not the same thing, sending money. They might be insulted.
No.
You don't need to look like that. Your mother told this woman with six children she could have our old washing machine, and that is what the woman is expecting, not a check.
But, sweetheart, if this woman could buy a new washer, wouldn't that be even better than having our old one?
Maybe so, but sending money, she might feel she ought to spend it for something else for the children and then go on washing clothes in the bathtub or whatever she's washing them in. No. Now, she's expecting our old washing machine, which Mr. Mooney said now was as good as new anyhow.
Oh, now he says it. That's great, now that we have a new one.
Well, it can't be helped. It's just the way it all worked out. Try to remember, dear. We're doing something nice for somebody.
I am trying to remember it every minute. It's the only thing that keeps me from going to pieces over this whole idiotic mess. Anybody else would have given up, but not you. By golly, instead of a simple solution, you proceed to get us more and more involved.
Well, it's now gotten to be a challenge. I am going to get that washing machine to that woman. Now, you don't have to bother your pretty head. I will handle it. Somehow. I'll get after it again tomorrow.
All right. Let me know how it comes out, will you? I'll be interested to know, since I'll no doubt be footing the bills. You coming to bed?
No, I'm going to try and think of people we know that have trucks.
Okay, honey. Now, look, I warned you. Giving away our old washer to people who live 200 miles away was going to be the biggest headache of the year.
Well, I'm
going
to work it out somehow if it takes all year.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hartman speaking.